All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner, Fluff Tube Edition. We're going to make this friendly for YouTube. Merry Christmas, first of all, to everybody out there. Happy holidays. This is a Bow Pony Christmas special. A Bow Pony Christmas special. So I guess, what are we going to be talking about on this broadcast, Bo?
I think a good title would be Crash, 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 Burn, Burn, Burn. I don't know about the burn part, but Crash, Crash, Crash for sure. So,
okay. So get your virtual shield one, folks. Get your virtual shield one. How often have you seen ads pop up on websites and social media about things you were just talking about? And for me, I don't know about you, Bo, but sometimes it's when I think about something, I'll even see it on my phone. It's the craziest thing, almost like it can read my mind. It turns out phone manufacturers have confirmed your phone listens to you and uses that information to build customer marketing profiles to show you relevant ads. That's why tens of thousands protect their privacy with Virtual Shield VPN. Virtual Shield is an all-in-one security suite with their flagship military-grade VPN, identity, theft protection, and much more. Now's the best time ever to get Virtual Shield 1 because every new sign-up gets 60-day risk-free trial plus several other free bonuses. Sign up free today by going to the link down below, folks. Get started with Virtual Shield 1. I use it on my computer. I could have used it yesterday when our whole thing went out. I wonder if that would have helped. But we tried to do this broadcast yesterday and network error, all this stuff happened to my computer. And the only thing that didn't happen was smoke coming out of it. And my computer just shut off. So now we're redoing this broadcast. Anyway, folks, get your Virtual Shield 1. Bo, good to have you on again.
Thanks, Nino. Yeah, what an exciting time. You know, they're always exciting times because they're not political, they're biblical. And that is the bottom line. You know, everything we see happening. I know it's very frustrating. You know, we're seeing, you know, this evil regime doing what they're doing. You know, when you read Revelation, you know, it's really clear that, you know, these are demonic spirits and they have one agenda: kill you. Sad, yeah. But it's true. They hate you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I really feel like we're getting close, because it's almost like the demonic cages are rattling and they're getting desperate. We're even seeing it inside the Patriot community. I'm watching people just pick their lane, really pick their lane right now, and everyone's at each other's throats. It's almost like you could just feel it in the air. You could cut the tension with a knife. We all know going into 2024, this is it. This is the final battle.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a very big spirit of delusion out there right now. They're trying to confuse everybody. You know, it's like when you know, as a fighter, you know, if someone ever pins you in a corner, and you know, you feel like, you know, you might, you know, someone, they might be getting control of you. You're going to come out swinging with everything you got, and that's really what's happening right now. So, I'm telling you, there's battles going on that we don't see. But they're spiritual, because, you know, we battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, you know, in dark places. So there is spiritual battles going on, and these demonic spirits are freaking out right now. Oh, is it awesome? Because God's about to do something. And when God's about to do something, what you start seeing is the manifestation of evil. Tell me I'm not wrong. Look what's going on. You know, people, attacks going on everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. The attacks right now that I'm seeing, it's almost like they attack the weakest link of any kind of movement or something like that. At least that's how I see it. And I'm seeing it everywhere right now. Like, it's just...
Well, I think I would agree with you, but they start with attacking on the weakest link. And then when that doesn't work, they keep working the way up the food chain. And now they're even attacking you, me and you, you know something. So yeah, they definitely started with the weakest link, you know, and now they're at, you know, when there's no more way out for them, they are attacking anybody and anything, anyone. It's fun to watch. It really is fun to watch and enjoyable, because the bottom line is we won. We've already won. We just haven't seen it yet, but God the Father, he's written it already. It's written. We are victorious, okay? And so we are stepping into an awesome time. And what have I said on the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 podcasts I've done with you, Nino? From the summer solstice into the winter solstice and then year end, all hell is about to break loose. I've said that, and I am not backing down.
I've noticed the desperate attempts that they're already throwing Hail Marys. I mean, I'm watching it. I'm reading all the, I'm, you know, I scour the internet for articles. I read all the liberal syndicates. It's 2016 all over again, but on steroids. I mean, this is going to be crazy. All these Hail Marys they're throwing is going to lead to what I believe is a final event that's going to happen before the election. So I'm ready, and I know my audience is ready. So Bo, without any further ado, tell us what we need to get ready for, man. what else can we expect here?
Well, here's the thing also, like, tell us what to get ready for. See, that's the thing. All I can say is, you know, what I've been doing. I've been preparing what? I own precious metals personally. I'm not telling people what to do. I personally am not giving financial advice. Personally, I buy precious metals. Personally, you buy precious metals. Why? Because you know the money system is a fraud. Okay, period. And that's what I've been talking about. So people can do whatever they want. But I'm telling you, we went from millions into the quadrillions. A quadrillion is 1,000 trillion. That's counting from 12 days in a million to 31 million years is a quadrillion. Okay, the money is an absolute flipping joke right now. And people still believe it to be money. Okay, the money is nothing but an enslavement mechanism created by Satan himself, Lucifer. Okay, and what do they do? You know, they said very clearly in this, 100 years ago, whatever, allow me to control the money supply, and I care not who writes its laws, Rockefeller, Rothschild, whoever it was, right? Point is, how crazy is this, right? The Federal Reserve Act was started 110 years ago yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. What an incredible thing. We're seeing all the BRICS nations come together right now. You know that Gladiator movie? As one, right? How did the Gladiator take out Rome, right? With as one. And so what's happening right now, all the BRICS nations are coming together as one. And they're about to attack King Dollar. And so where is this in prophecy? Because again, maybe I'm just crazy. I'm not, because people who watch my stuff know, but the point I'm trying to make is this is not about, you know, giving certain dates and things going to happen. I'm giving people an understanding of revelation. It's a reveal. It's taking, you know, revelation, this degree, we're into it since 2016, particularly 2020. We're 4 years into revelation, okay? And so as we're in 4 years of revelation, I'm showing specific dates that are critical dates. And God allows me to calculate dates. So you're asking the question, what's going to happen? I don't know, but I do know that I'm preparing with precious metals. I do know that I have extra food and water in the house. Why? Because I know when the stuff hits the fan, I'm not running to the grocery store to buy food because I know I've got enough. Okay. I also know that, you know, if people, you know, any other miscellaneous things that I personally need or use on a regular basis, I've been stacking up. Why? Because I'm not running to the store when things go down. And when things go down, the money system is going to go down. The credit card system is going to go down. The banking system is going to go down. And people will not be happy.
You really see, because I've also been told by Juan and others that if this happens, they can't allow it to happen to that level. Like, otherwise we lose the country. I mean, if it all goes and people are rushing the stores, the shelves are empty, then we've already lost our country. It's kind of like
Yeah, that's going to happen. You see, what happens is it's for a period. It's not for, this is not like Mad Max where, you know, the country goes upside down and we go Mad Max world. Okay. No, this is not, what I'm describing is a window of time that, so if you were, you know, a grocery chain and you wanted to order something, right? The problem you're going to have is when the banking system goes down, the Fed wire system goes down, you're not getting the credit cards go down. You're not going to be able to pay your suppliers. When you don't pay your supplier, you're not going to get inventory. We're not getting inventory. Your shelves go bare. Okay. So that's going to happen for a short while. And I believe it starts here as 2024 is going to begin, or as in the first quarter.
You believe it's going to start this year?
Yeah, because I'm going to talk to you about a couple of things that God revealed to me. Actually, I am going to explain and show the world how beautifully orchestrated God has planned everything, and specifically using Daniel's timeline. I have repeated this over and over again, and but the cycle is repeating itself in several different areas. I'm going to show you how the Daniel cycle of time, which was given to us, The God, you know, that was not Daniel's cycle of time. It's God's cycle of time given to Daniel. The interpretation was given to Daniel. And again, I want to clarify who God is, okay? He's the creator. He's the father. He's Yahweh, Adonai, the Most High. That's who God is, okay? Everything else that people are screaming about on the internet, okay, they're nothing but a creation. And there's people out there that are literally saying that this is where the deception comes in. You know, God the Father is Lucifer. You see what I'm saying? Is Lucifer. Talk about deception going on in the world, right? But that's what there's people saying all these
They're saying that God wears two masks.
Exactly. So they're saying that God is not only God the Father, but he's Satan at the same time. You see what I'm saying? We fell in the garden. And because we fell in the garden, what does that mean, we fell in the garden? We let evil on the earth, okay? See, God created everything in his image, and he made us in his image. He created everything, and then after he created everything, he made us in his image, and he gave everything to us. There was nothing but absolute love and peace on the earth. Complete and utter love in the Garden of Eden. Complete. God actually walked with Adam in the garden in complete and utter love. You see, but because God is perfect, and there cannot be even a droplet of evil around him because it would destroy everything. So if we stood in the presence of God right now, we would be destroyed, gone, because he's so pure. And so we must be covered in the blood. And so because of what happened in the garden, Christ had to return. But because of what happened in the garden, there's evil all over the earth. And what's evil? He's a liar, cheater, and a thief, and he's creating confusion. He's what? The angel of light. He comes as an angel of light. That's what he's showing up as, but he masquerades. Because when you read, when you what scripture, I think it's Second Corinthians 11:14, he says, Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. You see, so he masquerades. And so, you know, we read Revelation, you know, it's called Mystery Babylon. See, it's all a masquerade.
I will say that right now there is a big revealing happening, a big exposure. A lot of the people we thought we could trust are revealing themselves. For those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, I mean, I'm seeing people that I was like, wow, that guy too. Oh, that guy too. This person as well. I'm starting to see people just come out of the shadows, and I'm feeling like, you know, it's people that we've looked up to. I'm not going to name any names, but there's people out there that I'm having second thoughts about, and definitely.
Yeah, you posted something on your Twitter account of one guy who actually kind of looked up to or listened sometime. He's actually got his hand inside his jacket pocket.
Yeah, you can't like, serve
what
two
the
masters.
Heck? And this guy's actually,
you can't. And then look at people say, oh, that's Photoshop. I got it from someone's site, okay? Yeah. If they did that, they did that. But I don't believe so. And all I know is you cannot serve two masters. You either follow Christ solely, and that's it. But you can't be, and I'll just say it, a Mason and follow Christ. You can't serve two masters. And that's just me and my beliefs.
No, that's the point. You cannot serve two masters. It is an impossibility. And that's the money issue right now, too. You see, people are serving the master of money, okay, which is an illusion, but Satan created this illusion. He keeps inflating the money supply so he can never get ahead. See, when the money goes from millions to billions, to trillions, to quadrillions, you can never get ahead because everything keeps expanding in price. So you can never run fast enough, work fast enough to make enough money to get ahead because everything keeps getting more expensive because the money keeps expanding all the time. And so you keep chasing an idol, and not worshiping God. What did Moses say to Pharaoh? Because what did God told Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him this, let my people go so they can go in the wilderness, come in the wilderness, go in the wilderness and worship me. Okay. So what was Pharaoh doing? He was holding him in bondage, right? And this is cool. Israel was free labor. People, you going to work every day for money that's created out of free, thin air? You're nothing but free labor for Satan. That is by means, its purest definition. You're free labor for Satan. And this is why I was actually talking to Arthur Pawlowski, and he actually gave me the revelation on this as well, too. That's why Pharaoh went to the Red Sea. So he released Israel And then what did he do? He goes to the Red Sea because he realized that once Israel left, there was no free labor.
It
There was
also
no more
has
free.
me
So he
thinking.
went to, so he went to, he went to the Red Sea to go grab Israel, kill most of them, bring them back because he wanted the free labor. And that's the whole point. This is the point of deception. It's about free labor because Satan, they just want to control humanity. And just there's a few of them controlling, a few families, few of them, the elite control in the world. And the rest of us are minions and doing nothing but free labor.
The whole system that we're in right now is built on scarcity, debt, and competition. So that in itself creates the atmosphere that we're in, where we're all at each other's throats, and crime skyrockets, everything, because it's built on scarcity, competition, and debt. You can never get the system itself is corrupt. It needs to go.
And that's exactly, what I've been trying to say. And that's why you and I get a, we're in agreement, because the agreement is that everything's a lie. That, and so what's coming is the Great Awakening. Okay. But it's by God's design, in God's perfect time. So let's talk about time. Let's talk about how awesome of a time we're living in right now. So those who know my work, and I've shown this on your podcast before too, Nino, I want to show you this, Daniel's Cycle of Time, interpreted by Daniel, given to Daniel by God, the Father. Okay. So we know 45 gets elected November 8th, 2016. When you read Daniel, it says it will be for time, times, and a half a time, which is 3.5 years, or precisely, this is the cool part, it's precisely 1260 days. Okay, so we go 1260 days, and everybody knew I made this forecast. And again, I didn't know it was going to happen, but then we all, the world, watched oil go to negative $38 a barrel on April 20th, year 2020, which was exactly 1260 days. 30 days go by, you got May 20th into the 21st of the year 2020, and what happens? The Edenville Dam breaks in the township of Hope, Michigan. Okay, so where did evil come in? Eden. What did he destroy? The purity of Eden. So this is a 6,000-year battle back to Eden, and Christ returned here 2,000 years ago. That's why it's 4,000 years of the Jews, 2,000 years of the Gentiles, and a 1,000-year millennial reign. And there's your Daniel 7 cycle again. Now it's, a day is but 1,000 years. So the Edenville Dam breaks, Township of Hope, Michigan, which is exactly 30 days later, right here. And what a coincidence, 10 days later, because how many days did it rain for? God said very clearly, I heard, Noah's cycle. I'm like, okay, 40 days and 40 nights. On the exact day, May 30th, the George Floyd riots began, and on an exact time point, the George Floyd riots. Next thing you know, you have peace. Peace was, peace. Sorry, make sure I'm saying the right thing. Yeah, so peace was taken from the earth. Second seal of Revelation manifest. And then those who know my work also, we, and the water kept rising for 150 days. That took it to September 18th, the year 2020. And what happened? Oh, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then suddenly Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies on that exact day. When I say within 2 years, that being 21 months, actually, you're going to see the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And now what? This is the cool part, Nino. God is with us. You see, for 50 years since we had a Roe v. Wade law, which was actually the 22nd of January, 1973. So this January, which is literally 30 days away, we turned to 51 years of Roe v. Wade, which means when you read Leviticus, thou shalt consecrate not the 51st year. Oh, no. The 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout the land. Oh, this is getting
You know what
so
else?
good.
When Henry Kissinger died, the UAE dumped the dollar. So
Oh, okay. That's true. That's true. Yeah. All, and see, and well, this is the cool part too. When did Kissinger create the petrodollar contract? Okay, 73. So he basically, this is his child, and at the when he took 50 years of his child becoming 50, he dies.
yeah, but
So
right when he died, they switched over, which,
really,
yeah, to find
It
that
just
to be
we're
very.
seeing confirmation, and what you're saying is, and we're seeing confirmation upon confirmation of a 50-year cycle. What I'm trying to illustrate, that's what I've been trying to illustrate on your show, many other podcasts, and also that, I was on your show a week before the Tabernacle War began on the 6th or 7th of October. What did I say? Watch a war break out. Why? Because it was the Yom Kippur Wars in 73. We're at 50 years. My point is, God's illustrating to the world that we are. Not maybe. No. We are 100% in the year of Jubilee. We are here. The year of Jubilee, God's year ended. I said this as well in your podcast. God's year ended on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur of September, this past September. So we are now in the 51st year of God's calendar. However, I did say that we're going to see the manifestation. Because that was a day of judgment. So Yom Kippur was a day of judgment. Remember, 45 had a Glock in his hand and all that. It's like, what a coincidence, because there aren't any. And so I said, well, mark my words, as we head into the end of the year, we're going to see the manifestations on this world, and historic things are going to go down, because it's called that was a day of judgment. God's going to now bring judgment upon the world into year end. There's a week left. And I'm going to say
So
on your
you're
show
saying
right here,
something big's going to happen by the end of this year.
oh yeah, more importantly,
But
I'm
I
going to
got to
say,
play devil's advocate here, John,
absolutely,
because here,
please do, because I'm going to
okay,
love
because I
this
mean, if it doesn't
conversation.
happen, then what? Don't come after me. Don't lynch
No,
me
no,
off
no,
the
no,
street.
no, no.
I mean, but I
Then,
mean, if
God bless you for everything you do. I'm just, again,
I
I
just have a
said
hard
Christmas.
time with predictions. That's it.
No,
I'm
and
just
I agree with you.
predictions.
And I said Christmas in November as an example, right? Does that mean like everything? Again, that was my
I said a November to
interpretation.
remember. That's
Yeah,
all
you
I
said
said.
November to remember. Why? Because we all want something to happen sooner rather than later. You get what I'm saying? Okay. But does that mean that everything I've said, from Ginsburg death, oil going to zero, predicting the war, does that mean all of that goes to nothing? No, it just means that my interpretation was, hey, a prophet could say something, right? So a prophet can say X, Y, and Z, and that was from God. And then the prophet will interpret something, and that's now of man, right? And so we might say, so that's why don't listen to, like, when I'm saying, hey, these events could manifest. What I'm saying is, look at the time calculations I'm giving you. Look specifically at the time calculations I'm giving you. And you'll notice that about 80, 90% of the time calculations hit to the crazy mark. Like my Bitcoin subscription that people follow. Nino, the thing has been for the past couple of years, nailing pretty much every turn for the past 2 years. It's crazy. Do I get everything right? No. Right? No. But on the other end of it, to be able to predict for a few years now with this insane accuracy, it's not possible. So it's not me. And repeat that, it's not me. God shows me how to do it. Okay. Just like I'm on your podcast right now. This is not about me. This is about
Can
me
you
telling people prepare.
give me some lottery numbers to play?
No, because I don't
Come
play
on,
lottery.
bro.
The only lottery I
I
play is
feel
Jesus.
lucky. Or at least when I go to the roulette table, can you tell me what number to pick?
Yeah, 1, 2, 4 or 4, 2, 1. That's as far as I'm going with that, If you want to throw an eight on it, you can do that as well too. But the point I'm trying to say is, God is incredible. He structured all of this. He's undefeated. That is incredible. He's undefeated. Okay. So people that are worried, what are you worried about? God's undefeated. Okay. So what I want to say is, I'm going to give you a date this week. Now, is it going to happen on this date? I don't know. But there's a calculated date this week that's about to blow people's minds, I believe. So I'm going to show you how I'm coming up with this, and then we're just going to watch together if something manifests this week. But I want to share this with you,
But
and
we
we're
can
going to just.
agree that 2024, we both agree 2024 is going to be biblical. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yes, 2024. So this is my prediction. Because I actually heard this from God. So I'm going to, this is the word that I heard, or the mnemonic that I heard about 2024. 2024 starts the greatest, okay? The greatest blessings the world has ever seen in human history. What are blessings? 30, 60, 100-fold. Watch that happen in precious metals. Excuse me. You're going to see the greatest revival in human
But
history,
to
the
those that
greatest
have invested
awakening.
in precious metals, a lot of people cannot afford to.
Oh, and this is okay. So I want to ask, and I want to gladly you glad you brought that up, because with when God freed Israel. So let's go back and study history, because that's the only way you want to understand what could be happening here in the very near future. After 400 years, Pharaoh destroyed Egypt, Pharaoh, his army, and Israel was on the other side of the Red Sea. and no more bondage. There was no one chasing Israel anymore. There was no one to put Israel in bondage anymore. And so those that think, oh, I can't afford to buy precious metals. First off, the reason you can't do it is because you're living in Babylon. And God and Satan basically is making you spend all of your money. You're never ahead. You can never catch up. You have a job. You're just over broke. And you can never catch up, so you can never have enough money. And many people, most of the world, much of the world is like that. But God's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. And you're going to find that when God intervenes upon the world is going to go back to what I said before. It was going to see freedom from bondage and the greatest blessings the world has ever seen. So if you weren't able to afford buy precious metals, guess what? The blessed that were around you with that could are going to bless you beyond measure. You're going to be dancing and celebrating so incredibly that you can't even imagine, because after a mother gives birth, she forgets about how horrific the pain was. So yes, all of this stuff is going on because it's in Babylon. People, yeah, I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't buy this. I get it. I get it. Okay. And that's why this is the time for God to intervene. The greatest revival is coming, the greatest awakening, the greatest vindications the world has ever seen, and the greatest open heaven. I want to explain what an open heaven is, Nino. An open heaven is when God opens a door, no man can shut that door. I'm going to repeat, when God opens a door, no man can shut it. So what God's about to do, he's about to open a door. He's about to open a door, and it starts in 2024. And no man will ever be able to shut it. So here's what's coming in terms of regard to time. So some critical dates. Okay, so after Roe v. Wade was overturned, we continue with a 1260-day cycle. Takes us to November 2nd. Look how awesome. Look how awesome these time points are. November 2nd, 2023, just last month. Anything happened? I don't know. Well, why don't we look at the U.S. dollar? Look what happened. The U.S. dollar broke support. It crashed on November 2nd, 3rd, exactly to the exact day that was calculated. And now look what the US dollar has done since. Well, here's the historic cycle at the top. It broke support here at point E. So here's point E, here's the dollars right in the middle here. It broke, you don't need to be a chartist to understand this. Just look at the direction, look at the arrows, okay? So point E for Edward, this is the cycle it's following at the very top. The middle chart is the U.S. dollar, the federal, which is not Federal Reserve, not a reserve, and the note means it's only paper, okay? So the Federal Reserve note at point E, it dropped, broke support, and now it's been crashing. It's been dropping down exactly like forecast, and guess when it started? Oh, precisely on November 3rd. Oh, precisely on the 1260-day Daniel cycle. Oh, and guess what else is coming? 45 days later, this is the Daniel cycle, which is this past, was it today, the 24th? So that was last Monday. Guess what happened on last Monday on the stock market? Huh, what a coincidence. Final top on the US dollar. I mean, on the final top on the stock market in the world, on the US stock markets. Oh, that's not going to happen. Watch and see. Watch and see what's about to happen to the US stock market this month. Specifically, there's a date that's coming up, and I want to show you that date, okay? So, Pentecost. Remember we talked about Pentecost? That was May. So we're going to use the Daniel cycle of time again. So when Pentecost, when May 31st hit, the George Floyd riots, this was when peace was taken from the earth. Well, when peace was taken from the earth, guess what happened? Paris riots, Brazil riots, London riots, Argentina riots, Black Lives Matter, Portland riots, Chicago riots, Minneapolis riots, Indianapolis riots, New York riots, Seattle riots, the Russia-Ukraine war, the Canada truckers, the Israel-Hamas war. That's just to name a few of what happened when the second seal manifest. So now we're going to count. We're going to count, Nino. So here it is, Pentecost, May 30th, 2020. 1,260 days later takes us to 11-11. November 11th of this past year, last month. What happened on November 11th? 300,000 people called for a ceasefire agreement. The link is right here. It was interesting because there's also recall.
How long was the ceasefire? It only lasts like a week.
It doesn't matter. The point was 300. It was just a very crazy thing that happened. It's 300,000 people calling for a ceasefire agreement on precisely that date. I'm just using these as marker points, okay? The next thing that happened, the next date was 30 days later, which was December 11th, 2020. So just this past a couple weeks ago. And so on December 11th, Elon Musk reinstated Alex Jones back on Twitter. Now, the next,
Why would that count for anything? Why would that
just
matter?
because awakening, awakening. So all because all of this is heading into this date coming up here, starting on the day after our podcast is airing on the 26th. Okay, so all of this now we that leads us into the winter. I said the winter solstice, which is December 21. December 21 is the winter solstice from the summer solstice when the text came out that linked Hunter to his father. And all of this, I'm leading up into this one date right here, December 22nd. I'm sorry, December 26th, Tuesday.
That's the day I got sober.
Really
Yep.
interesting. So December 26th, 2023, which is the day after this is going to podcast is going to air, because we're going to air this podcast on Christmas Day. This will be the end, mark my word, the fall, the beginning of the end, the fall of Babylon, the third seal of Revelation, the financial collapse begins. And what I'm saying with that is we are going to watch a US stock market begin to collapse based on Daniel's cycle of time, because the top came in on the 18th of December and the financial, US financial collapse begins on, I expect, I'm going to say on or about, but I'm going to throw the date out this coming Wednesday, December 27th.
All
And
right,
that
hold
will
on, Bo.
fulfill.
You're saying this coming Wednesday, the financial collapse. What are we going to see this Wednesday?
I don't, all I'm going to say is starting Wednesday and into year end, and then as the 2024 begins, literally the first couple of days of 2024. So as Wednesday begins and into year end, which will go then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days. So as the 27th begins, the US stock markets are plunging, collapsing. So my question to you into
That's
year
a
end. So
bold
my
statement. That's a bold
absolutely.
statement.
And I'm standing right on it. And here's why I am
Okay,
not
I'm just
backing
saying.
down. No, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to say that on your
I'm
channel.
just
And I want
that's
to,
bold. It's bold. It's
yes.
very bold. And you know you're risking getting eaten alive by my audience if you're not right.
It's all good. It's all
Okay.
good.
Okay.
And I'm just giving you the calculated time point. And the calculation, my interpretation would be the U.S. Babylon falls, the financial system begins to collapse. We could see other things manifest as well too. But my question to you might be like, and again, there's no answer to it, but I'm just kind of throwing it out there. Should the markets begin to collapse on the 27th, 28th, 29th, and into year end, right? My question to you, but there's no answer, what's going on in the world? You see, because cycles precede events. So these are cycles of time. So far, this is crazy because I could not do this, okay? To be able to predict five stock market crashes to the exact month since the year 2020 began is a mathematical impossibility, but I did it. But not I did it. God showed me the cycle because I had a dream. He showed me very clearly, this is how you do it. Woke up the morning, I drew out this pattern. And the pattern that it's like when, God revealed the interpretation of Daniel. So he revealed that interpretation to me. I drew this out. Nino, this stock market cycle hasn't missed. It called a crash in 2018, both of them. It called a drop, the crash in the year 2020. It called a drop in 2021, in 2022. And it is, so it's five for five. One, two, three, four, five. It's five for five to the exact month. It hasn't missed. And the cycle is now screaming that. I'm going to repeat this. In the month of December, the US stock market is going to collapse. So basically, the rug is going to get pulled out from under the financial system for this to happen. And
And
I
you're
believe
saying
it's
this is going to happen within a week.
this coming week. It's going to start on or about
You're really
Tuesday.
putting yourself out there, Bo.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
I mean, you understand
Because
this.
this is not my cycle. This is what God showed me. So if what God showed me is true, then this will happen. That's all I have to say. I don't know more than that. I do
So
know.
what happens that you said in the beginning of 2024, there's blessings. How will there be blessings if the stock market crashes in a week?
Because when a stock market crashes, this is the collapse of Babylon's financial system. And let's actually go to this. Okay, now I'm going to give you prophecy. I'd actually prefer to have a Kim Clement explain that to you better from a prophetic standpoint rather than me giving my interpretation. Let's see what God was saying about this. And remember also in the prophetic word, before I went on a podcast 2 years ago, God was very clear. I heard something, you know, God does nothing before first speaking through his servants. Okay. I am a servant, just like you are. Okay. He will do nothing before first speaking through his servants. And so what I heard very clearly was the word Lazarus. And I heard also very clearly the word USA. And the interpretation that God was trying to show me was that the United States is going to represent what happened to Lazarus. What did I say? The United States is going to crash beginning Wednesday. So that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then into the first couple of days of when? 2024, which would be because the markets will be closed on
New Year's Day. So it will be like a death. It will be like a death to America.
Yes. Yes. And then after, and what happened with Lazarus? On the fourth day.
On the fourth day.
On the fourth day. Okay, so let's watch this prophecy. And then we can discuss this, but this will give you and your viewers a biblical perspective on what's about to go down. So let me get this going here. Here we go.
Giants that have come, the brothers of Goliath, stand in glee watching America. We will cripple you. You will lose your credit. And people will become very afraid. I have said I will bring this nation to its knees.
The United States is going to parallel what we saw with Lazarus. John 11, Lord, he, the United States, whom you love, is ill. Illness does not lead to death. And then Jesus says to the disciples, Lazarus, again, the United States, has died. So we'll look like God abandoned us. It's initially going to look horrible. Lazarus, the United States, has already been in the tomb for 4 days. So don't be surprised if we go dark. Don't be surprised that we go dark for 4 days. Lazarus was in the tomb for 4 days. Then Jesus says, Lazarus, or the United States, will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, shall he, United States, live. Jesus says, come out. That moment when we come out, that's the great awakening.
And people will become very afraid. I have said I will bring this nation to its knees. And God said, you have been humbled. And then you shall hear the sounds of great victory.
I've kept this. You have been humbled. And then you will hear the sounds of great victory. God will bring this nation to its knees. So something's about to go down, which is going to cause the United States to fall.
Completely.
Yeah. And to whatever degree that means, I don't know what that means. I'm just saying, watch. When this stuff goes down, it's not the end of the world.
Does it have to be? You're saying for sure it will be the stock market.
The stock market is going to be a massive part of this, because then we have to have the builder to come back and rebuild. You see, so people keep talking about, you know, the election.
But you don't think that this might, I'm not in disagreement that this will happen at some point. I mean, yeah. you're saying that this is going to happen in a week. Could it maybe like in a 3 months to 6 months? I mean, what if it doesn't happen this week? Well, I mean, I'm sure it's going to happen, but I'm just saying you're putting exact dates out there that.
I respect you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for having me on your podcast to talk about this.
I mean, that's all pretty, of what I'm I mean, saying. But we're like, yes, well, it's no, a week away. It's a week.
Yeah, what I'm saying is truly impossible, Nino. What I'm saying is truly impossible. And I agree with you. But my God is a master of making impossible possible. So that's the first thing I want to say about all of this. But secondly, there's a couple other things that are coming in with regard to timing here of this whole matter, okay? So we have to understand, you see, when God's going to make a way for his bride, but also there's a second prophecy that basically Kim Clement talks about, and it talks specifically about the 7 years. And so I've also referenced, you know, when I talked to you in prior podcasts, people can go review this or actually see my slide decks. But I've said the year 2017 was the Revelation 12 sign. That's not a made up thing. Literally, the Revelation 12 sign manifested and happened in the heavenlies in September, Rosh Hashanah of 2017. When you run, you know, we are to plow the fields This is in Genesis. You plow the fields for 6 years and you rest on the seventh. When God intervenes upon the earth, it's a moment in time. I call it an open heaven. It's called an open heaven. So he opens a door that no man can shut. So God's about to open a door that no man can shut. Now, that doesn't mean our whole world flips upside down and everything happens on that day. No, that's the day that you can't change. When that day happens, we said in other podcasts, right? This is then rushing us into the next 90 days, which is specifically into when? Purim. So Lazarus died on the cross. No, died on the cross. I'm losing it here, Nino. You gave me so excited. Lazarus died, looking out of the cross. Lazarus died. He's placed in the tomb, okay? But he died after Hanukkah. And he was dead in the tomb, but he was also, when you read scriptures, God resurrected him, okay? He brought him from the dead before Purim. And this is in scriptures, okay? So the time window is after Hanukkah and before Purim. And you know that from the calculations that I've shown you in the past, right? What it's basically saying is that the month of November was exactly what happened in February. I think I can pull that slide up here, so just kind of people can get an understanding of the time window. But you need to look at it from a time window perspective. And so when you see this, you're going to end up understanding that the month of November that just passed specifically is right in November is referencing the month of February 2020. The next month was the crash on the stock market in March, which is representative of December as December ends. And then what happened was oil goes to negative zero, negative $30 a barrel, or then after this May peace was taken from the earth, and that resonates, takes all the way to February. And that's when evil was in complete control after the second, because peace was taken from the earth. So by the end of February, and as March starts, and into the end of March, which is Purim, forget about it, because we do have that calculation that basically, this is a calculation that still fascinates me to this very day, okay? So we know that at some point, this guy's coming back, okay? God has revealed to anybody a day it's gonna happen, but I do find he revealed this calculation to me, which freaks me out, because there's no way that he picked Melania to get married. They picked a wedding date. They picked Purim 2023 and they counted backwards 7,000 days. But from their wedding date to this Purim, it's exactly 7,000 days to the exact day. And you have to understand that Melania, Esther was married to the king, which means that something happened in transition of power. That's what the calculation's telling me. How it plays out, I don't know. I don't know. But what I want the viewers to think about is between the end of this year, literally starting on the 27th onwards, and the next 90 days into the 23rd of March, a door opens as 2024.
Okay, so now
begins.
You're saying there's a window. Now you're saying there's a window from the 27th.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm saying there's a window, but I'm not backing down on the calculation.
So not everything's going to happen in a week.
The calculation is indicating, is screaming Babylon falls, which means the financial system blows up this week into year end. Starting the 27th and into the first couple days of January, the financial system, the stock market, financial system blows up. That's going to be somewhere, and then that's going to cause the gold and silver to suddenly blow vertical. Why? Because if the financial system falls apart and the world discovers it's a fraud, the BRICS nations come together as one, and they attack the U.S. dollar. Yes, because also Saudis are now officially becoming part of the BRICS as of January 1. The Saudis made up the half of the petro in the dollar. There's no more petro in the dollar. The dollar is but paper at this point. So we're going to see the explosion of gold and silver to magnitudes you have never seen before. It's going to rip vertical, and that's going to literally cause the fall of Babylon and the rise of God's kingdom. So as 2024 ends, and as 2023 ends, 2024 begins, we are going to see the fall of Babylon, the rise of God's kingdom. It's going to be a massive, pivotal historic time point in human history. And this is actually correlating directly with, again, the prophetic word of Kim Clement. I want to play this as well, too, because this is very interesting how this is playing out, because Kim says, listen to these words very closely. You have been besieged. You know what the word besieged means? It means, by definition, taken over.
You've been bamboozled.
Yeah, that was even better. That's the Nino definition.
Bamboozled.
You've been bamboozled. So you've been besieged, bamboozled, America, for 7 years. And listen to this. And I will take you out of your besiegement. The besiegement, we've been besieged. And this started with Obama letting a certain group of people, leaving the word out of there, since we're on YouTube, allowing a certain group of people into the military. Guess when that happened? 2016. You count forward, we're here. So listen to this prophetic word. It's truly awesome. More importantly, it's really exciting what's about to go down here. So let me share this and let's play. Let's listen closely to this prophecy and you'll understand what Kim was saying in reference to time.
For many that have cried out and said, God will destroy this nation. The Spirit says, may I remind you the covenant that I made with this nation is immutable, is unchangeable. And I created and spoke over this nation to feed the world, to heal the earth. God says, yes, judgment will come, but it shall not come at this time in the fashion that they have spoken. They have said, there shall be a crash and America shall be crippled. God said, not at this time, not at this time, for I have raised you up for a season. And there shall be 7 years where I will take you out of your besiegement. You have been besieged for 7 years, America. You have been surrounded by your internal enemies. Haters of America have stood up. And I will take the wealth of the wicked and for a season transfer it into the hands of the righteous. And
all these people actually believe they're going to get away with it. Because why? They've all been tricked or deceived by who? The great deceiver. God's undefeated. God's letting them walk in, and they're walking into what I've kind of called the greatest trap in human history.
I will bring an amount of restoration to this nation, and they shall be taken out of their siege that you've been in for 7 years. And then the songs will come from all over this nation, from young people who deserve to sing my song.
Wow. All right. Well, there it is, folks. There it is.
Exciting.
Another big
God
one for Bull Pony. All right.
I'm not backing down.
God, I know you're not. God comes I know you're in not, but I got to play devil's advocate. I got to play devil's advocate, and I got to leave it to the audience. Folks, I leave it to you. I lay it out for you all to play it out. I give Bo a platform. I know we both got our haters, man. It is what it is. But Bo, all right, we'll see. We got a week. So I'm going to name this video Final Collapse Begins. In a week? Question mark.
Oh, and, I like crash, crash. I like crash, 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 burn, burn, burn. But well, it's I your mean, show. Yeah, both we'll are see. Great. Both we'll are see. Great. Yeah, whatever well, you want to do.
No, I just want to say thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure, man. I'm going to get to the family festivities. It's Christmas Eve. So, folks, I work for you on Christmas Eve.
That's
but
right.
Bo called me and said, this is a big one. I have to put it out. So here we are.
So thank you, Nino. God bless. Thank you for everything that you do and have done. You are truly a blessing to this world. You are amazing, and God has appointed you for such a time as this. Thank you for giving me a platform. And I know your viewers love you. You are very loved, because why? Ultimately, everything you say is directly from your heart. And yeah, that is the truth.
And whether I'm wrong or right, it always comes from here for me.
Yeah.
I wear my emotions on my sleeve probably a little too much, but it is what it is. And so, Bo, thank you so much for coming on. And when are we going to do another show?
Let's
after
watch
the
what
crash,
happens.
Crash, burn.
Yeah, crash, 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 burn, burn, burn. I don't know about the burn part. Like, right?
You gotta own it if it doesn't happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I'm gonna own it. But again, I want to say very clearly again too. Okay, all the calculations that I've shown people, shown the world. Okay, I'm just showing you the calculations are saying and screaming something's about to go down. We're all gonna watch together. This is not about me. being right or wrong. It's literally, it's about the calculations. Let's see how these Daniel calculations play out. Okay. I've shown the world that these Daniel calculations, many, most of the time, blow people's minds. Like they blow my mind. They're incredible how they manifest. So we watch together. I know that we have been besieged for 7 years. I know that God is going to take us out of our besiegement. Why? Because why? We have a covenant. Right. We're a covenant nation.
All right, Bo. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on. God bless.